Welcome to Our Sphere on Air. This podcast is for anyone working in the IT industry. You could be an MSP, a CSP, an ISP, but we will talk through our thoughts and opinions from what's going on in the channel. With me today, I've got Sean. Hey, Sean.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no worries. First time. Inaugural time. I think that's the word. But as I always like to start these things off, what are you having for tea? And then we'll jump into the topic at hand. But what's in the oven in your household? And tell us a little bit about yourself, because people don't know you as well.
Well, I've got to say, you've actually picked a very good question to ask me this evening, because I'm having Greek mezze tonight, James. Greek week at Lidl. Yeah, Greek week at
Greek
Lidl.
Greek week. Yeah.
And a little bit about me. I actually don't even know you know this. So I was actually born in a Greek country. So I was born in Cyprus.
So it's like a history lesson.
History lesson, going back to my roots.
Lidl in the middle. Love it.
Lidl in the middle, special buy. And yeah, we're having full on Greek mezze, bit of moussaka, stuffed fine leaves, tzatziki.
That sounds really nice. It's really disappointing when I then talk about what I'm having with it up.
Go on, then what are you having? Beans on toast?
No, not that bad. No. probably have like something to do with sausages, maybe toad in the hole, because the sausages are going out. So just need to be used. I love a bit of toad in the hole, gravy. Can't go wrong.
But that's really weird, because I was going to say you're having bangers and mash.
Well, bangers and mash is a great shout as well. If you do bangers and mash with an onion,
onion gravy.
Winner.
Yeah, but Yorkshire pudding wins every time.
Of course, because you're from Yorkshire.
Yorkshire. That's pudding. It. So I've managed to go to my Cypriot roots and my Yorkshire roots.
Yeah, you've done it all in one there. There you go. Nailed it. So, conversation at hand. We want to talk a little bit about CSP legacy.
We do. Hot topic. Feel it's very, very beneficial to probably have a little bit of a convo about that. Obviously, we know that CSP Legacy Corporate is going to become a thing of the past.
Yes.
2 years in the making. We were saying this. I actually joined the team about 2 years ago.
Wow.
And when I know, time flies when you're having fun.
he says smiling.
Always smiling. 2 years
in the making. Wow.
Yeah, 2 years in the making. So when I first joined, New Commerce Experience was just getting launched.
Yes.
CSP Legacy was due to be withdrawn. However, obviously, as NC launched, Microsoft decided to give CSP Legacy a little bit longer in the roadmap. Here we are 2 years down the line, and we're finally moving away. So for those that aren't aware, obviously, CSP Legacy Corporate is going to be no more. You've not been able to purchase it as a new subscription for 2 years now, but any existing subscriptions remained active, and even at the point of renewal, it just renewed into a new CSP Legacy term, just got a new price point.
Yeah.
Now, at the end of your CSP Legacy term, Microsoft are enforcing a migration to a New Commerce Experience subscription.
And if you're a partner working with Arrow or working anywhere in CSP, when could those CSP legacy be coming up for renewal? When's the timelines, you know, now till?
It could be any point from now right through until the 1st of January 2025. So
okay.
They've been happening since the beginning of the year.
Yes.
And some partners and end customers will have already seen those migrations take place. And some of them are a bit, oh, why have I got this NC subscription? I was on a legacy before. And obviously, it's a point now. So obviously, legacy was a annual commit term period. So as those come to the end of the annual commit, which we're going to see all throughout this year, and including up until the 1st, because the 31st of January, you were able to renew into a CSP legacy. So we've seen some just flip over, shall we say. And so you could have one that ends tomorrow. You might have one that ends next week, next month. So it's something to be mindful for the rest of the year. in coming weeks, coming months, because it could happen at any point.
Yes. That's a really good point as well, because there's going to be people, you know, thinking about the end customers. They might have multiple different subscriptions ending at different points, and they need to be, you know, the partner needs to be having this conversation about, FYI, this is being enforced by Microsoft. We need to follow the rules and procedures and make sure those conversations, because like you say, at the point of renewal, it might be at a different price.
Yeah, it's absolutely going to be at a different price moving over. But with, as we know, with new commerce experience, you only get a 7-day call it off window, shall we call it? 7-day cancellation period. So as soon as you enter a new commerce experience subscription, you have 7 days where you can make tweaks or changes to that subscription plan. So say you have 30 seats currently active and you're like, oh, actually, you know, so-and-so's moved, so-and-so's left, we only need 25 seats. You've only got that 7-day initial call it off period to be able to make any reductions or changes. So I think it's key that you try to capture them as soon as they're coming to the term end so that you can be prepared in advance, because CSP legacy, you can't switch off auto renew. So it is going to matter. Unless you physically go in and suspend your subscription, it's going to migrate and transfer into an NCE subscription.
And partners can't say that there hasn't been enough warning about this, because we're 2 years into this journey.
Yeah, well, absolutely. 2 years into the journey, Microsoft have been issuing announcements on this for months on months. Arrow ourselves, we've had it in our monthly newsletters. We've had it in on LinkedIn. There's been numerous campaigns around it. So the marketplace is flooded, whether you're an hour partner or not. The marketplace is flooded that this is, you know, this is happening, and this is happening now. I think the point of us is we just want to make the journey as smooth as possible, you know, the migration over to be seamless, and just want it to go, make people fully aware of what to expect and also how they can best control it. Because you migrate, you go from your CSP legacy, you migrate into an NC annual commit. However, that might not be the best option for your customer. You know, the customer might need the flexibility that legacy would offer to be able to decrease their seat counts on a month by month basis. So they might want to actually migrate to a month to month term of an NC option. However, to do that, you have to manually suspend your legacy and provision a new order in the cart, you know, ask for a cart for the month to month term. So it needs a bit of manual intervention. You need to go in and suspend your legacy, you need to create your cart.
And you've touched on a really good point there, because each customer is different and each customer requirement is different. And just for the people listening as well, like, you've got the month to month, which basically means that you go month to month and the price fluctuates as it goes, but that does give flexibility. If you've got a downstream end customer that maybe has some credit issues, then you've got the ability, you as the partner are not committing for that period. If you do a month to month, you've got the ability to size it up, size it down. And especially with what we see happen quite often is that with customers with, you know, a moving target on the amount of end licenses that they need, they might commit to a yearly element for the people that they know there, but if they've got contract workers or frontline workers of subscription, the ability to do both alongside, so month to month and the pay up front yearly option as well, and more flexibility in the first bit I mentioned, which is that month to month. So it really varies on the end customer that you're working with, what, again, looking at the factors that any business would look at when transacting with them, making sure that, you know, you've got the ability to get out of the contract if you need to, and increase and decrease the licenses as you want. But really interesting to, and close to best to do that that way.
Absolutely. So month to month, you would have to manually suspend and move it across. But
yes,
as you've just said, it gives you that flexibility if you need to be able to make decreases. If you're happy with the annual commit term, if your end customers have got a very stable environment, that the seat count will only increase, not necessarily decrease, sure, then obviously the annual commit is the best option, because you get the best price point. Month to month comes at a slightly inflated cost, but you have flexibility. to have, you know, to be able to make those decreases if you need to. The NCE annual commit, slightly more competitive, you know, better rate, but you are committed as of day seven of that term period, and you have to pay that, pay it, even if you need to decrease it.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, someone spins up a license and then, you know, at day eight the customer comes back and says, hey, I just want to make some changes, and that's not a situation that anyone wants to be in. So no. Then when you get the PO from your customer, hey, we want to do this, just caveat, you know, little asterisks, whatever you need to do on the email, saying, hey, from this period, RSV is great in this way because it gives you a timestamp to the minute,
yeah,
of when you placed an order for your end customer. I'm sure other platforms do the same, but it gives you a timestamp of, hey, you've placed this order at this point, and then the clock's almost counting down at that point to those 7 days. We know, you know, what, having worked with end customers in previous roles, that these things sometimes come up, and we can work through an exception process if there's unforeseen circumstances that come up. But by the letter of the law, you've got 7 days, as Sean says, to make any tweaks to that subscription as you so choose. Given that, you know, back to her earlier point that she made, that these will be coming up from now until times in the future when things renew. End of the year. If you've got them sporadically spread across the year, these will automatically happen and go to that element, unless you interfere and go, well, actually this customer makes sense to be month to month. So that's where the human interaction needs to happen. And we're here to support, right? As Arrow, we're here to support.
100%, you know, always are. And I mean, some of our partners have actually choose to migrate early, so they haven't waited to the end of their CSP legacy term period, because yes, you don't have to wait to the end of that term period. You can say, right, I want to take control of this. We know it's coming, we know it's happening, let's just take the driving seat and let's get on with it now. And so yes, within our sphere, there is the obviously feature that you can do an NCE migration, 3-click process. You can select your subscription that you wish to migrate. You can choose whether you want to migrate to the current term end date or you want to start a new complete subscription term, and you can migrate over at 3 clicks. You get it done, dusted, you're in control, you know that's happened, you know that you're now on NCE, your CSP legacy charges will cease, you've started your new subscription on NCE. So we have got the feature there that's available, and you are able to sort of take control. You take control rather than Microsoft enforcing the migration at renewal point of renewal, which we know about it. We know it's going to happen. You can take that step in advance and do the NCE migration beforehand. That will migrate into an annual commit, or you'll take on your remaining term period. And then if you want to switch to month, that's where you say, if you've already migrated to an NCE, you can then do scheduled order updates. You can use a scheduled order update feature within our sphere that you can say, right, so my CSP legacy subscription, ends in 31st of March. I want to get in there early. I want to do it. So I'm going to migrate. I'm going to use the NCE migration tool in our sphere. I'm doing my 3 clicks. I've migrated, but I'm keeping my term end period. So I'm going to end on the 30th of March. 30th of March, I know that I need to change from 20 seats to 15 seats. So I'm going to do a scheduled order update, and I actually want to go to month term instead of an annual commit, because this customer has not really been paying me on time, and I'd like, you know, I want to have the flexibility to be able to exit if I need to.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to do a scheduled order update. I'm going to schedule those because I'm on holiday on the date of renewal. So I'm going to utilize the scheduled order feature, and I'm going to set all these criteria in advance. So when it comes to the renewal, I'm there, I'm sorted, everything's in control and everything's in hand. Likewise, if you need to increase your seats, if I know that I need to increase at the term period, I know that I've got 20 new starters joining, you can schedule an order update for the term start date to increase those 20 seats.
Yeah, I think so, that's you touched on some really interesting points there, Sean. So that constant enhancements to RSV, you mentioned the schedule assist, element, but the NCE migration is there and able. I wish all partners, you know, and it's not possible when you've got so many end customers, I know, but having that front-footed approach to it so that we know the date is coming for, you know, the automatic migration into NCE, but being that front-footed step of at least having the conversation with your customers and going, hey, this is going to happen anyway, let's make sure we secure you in this bubble so that, you know, the earlier you do it, the more likely, you know, like anything at the moment, the more likely it will be cheaper than possible points later on in the price files that we get, you know, 12 a year. Absolutely. From Microsoft, 12 price files a year every month associated, so that the earlier they do it, the more likely, not always the case, but it just being front-footed. And the three clicks, I've seen that in a live example with a partner, and it is legitimately three clicks to that migration if you're matching the terms. A little bit more work if you're, again, as Sean kind of alluded to, with the example of a customer that maybe has been a late payer, or maybe their elements associated to that, to why you want to move them, or maybe it's the customer's decision to yeah. move that way, and that's the conversation that needs to be happening now, so that you don't get this commitment that you're then tied into for a period when it automatically moves. You've then got to explain that to your customer and to the downstream IT manager, IT director at that company as to why this has happened and what were the reasons and rationale. And again, it's nothing to do with Arrow, nothing to do with you as the partner, nothing to do with the end customer. It's what's mandated in the process. And there's been lots of comms that we've shared around it. But I think there's lots of benefits to NCE as well, which, you know, Sean, I think I can see you nodding. You've got a view on as well.
I'm nodding because we're living and breathing the benefits. You know, with NCE, you have got, you know, you've got the auto renew feature. So you can actually stipulate whether you want it to auto renew or you don't want it to auto renew. You're not forced for it to continue like you are with CSP Legacy. That just comes like that's a continuous service. You can obviously interject. NCE, it kind of, you almost, particularly for partner bases, you're retaining that partner base because you are, you know, you're committing them for the term period. With CSP Legacy, the term period was merely a price protection point, and it wasn't guaranteeing that you were going to retain that business for that entire term period, because you could go and suspend at any point in time. That end customer could move away. With NCE, you were going to retain that business because you only had that 7-day cancellation window, calling off period, whereby an end customer can decrease, cancel, make any negative changes, as in like decreasing. Obviously, you can increase your seats at any point. By all yep. means.
Same for upsell as well, isn't it?
Upsell, you can upgrade. So, you know, the feature is there that you can upgrade. So you've got one license, you're like, oh, actually, we would like the benefits and features of this license. Upgrade features are, you know, fully available, and the upgrade process can be followed. So NCE does offer so many benefits, which is why we sort of are encouraging the partner bases to possibly migrate as early as possible if you can. We appreciate that some partners, particularly on the annual billing cycles, have already paid for their annual CSP Legacy term, so you want to see it right through to the end of that term period. But that kind of leads me on to sort of say that whatever your billing cycle is on your CSP Legacy subscription, that will be mirrored on the conversion to your NCE subscription. So if you're on a monthly billing cycle, you will go to an annual commit NCE, but a monthly billing cycle profile. If you're on an annual commit, and if you're on an annual billing cycle, you'll go to an annual commit term period and pay all up front annually. So whatever the attributes are of your billing cycle of your CSP Legacy subscription, they will follow you as you migrate to the NCE subscription if you wait till the renewal term end date and you let it go through the natural migration process.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've touched on some really interesting points there, Sean, around some of the enhancements and some of the capability that's available within Arrowsphere around the scheduling stuff as well, because you can then schedule different points. And you know, exactly. And I think NCE, all the points you said are valid, and it ties, you know, your end customer in and commitment, because the whole concept, we go back to why CSP created it, it was to create a managed service offering around these things, and the license element is one part of it, but the ongoing support and feeding and watering of those environments that you're managing as the MSP or CSP or whatever you class yourself as a business, that is what it's there to do. And I think it's really how we drive that forward. We're here to support, you know, again, we don't work with end customers, we always work through partner, and we've brought so many new features and functionality since 2 years ago when NCE was created, like the co-terminization and all of the capability that's on Partner Center is then, you know, enhancements and some of the dashboard capability on our sphere, which will give you a more rounded view of your end customers. We're all about that. That's what we're here to do. But NCE migration is an example of something that we've brought to the table to make that process as simple and as slick as possible. Some things get lost when it's done in Partner Center, whereas in our sphere, those things pull directly into Partner Center, and it's kind of the right way around to do it.
You see your subscriptions in My Customer Service listed as converted, you see the activated NCE subscriptions, so you kind of actually have the full history available to you, and it's available, you know, on your My Customer Services dashboard, so you can see where the license is originated from, you can see what it's converted to, you can just, it kind of all fully aligns and you get a full history of it to be able to map through.
Brilliant. No, I really, really enjoyed that, Sean, and yeah, I think you've summed that up far greater than I could. So, you know, if there's any questions, please do reach out to us as the Arrow team. We're available to support. Thanks again, Sean, for taking the time, and thanks all for listening.
Thank you very much.